the legislature of the state of Idaho, section 1 and section 3310 of the Idaho Code.
And the same is hereby amended to read as follows. 331006, Transportation Support Program. 1. State Board of Education shall determine what costs of transporting pupils, including maintenance, operation, and depreciation of basic vehicles, insurance payments under contract with other public transportation provides, whose vehicles used to transport pupils comply with Federal Transit Administration regulations. Bus testing. 49 CFR Part 665 and any revision thereto as provided in subsection 4D of this section or other State Department of Education approved private transportation providers, salaries of drivers and any other costs shall be allowable in computing the transportation support program of school districts, provided, however, that the only miles for which costs may be reimbursed shall be those directly associated with transporting students for the purposes of regular school attendance during regular days and hours. 2. Any costs associated with the addition of vehicle features that are not part of the basic vehicle shall not be allowable in computing the transportation support program of school districts. A basic vehicle is hereby defined as the cost of the vehicle without optional features, plus the addition of essential safety features and features necessary for the transportation of pupils with disabilities. 3. Each school district shall maintain records and make reports as are required by the purpose of this selection. 4. The transportation support program of a school district shall be based upon the allowable costs of A. transporting public school pupils 1.5 miles or more to school. B. transporting pupils less than 1.5 miles as provided in section 331501 Idaho Code when approved by the State Board of Education. C. the cost of payments when transportation is not furnished as provided in section 331503 Idaho Code. D. the transportation program for grades 6 through 12 upon the cost of payments pursuant to the contract with other public or private transportation providers entered into as provided in section 331510 Idaho Code. If the school district establishes that reimbursable costs of transportation under the contract are equal to or less than cost for school buses. Stricken from the bill, the cost of providing transportation to and from approved school activities as may be approved by the rules of the State Board of Education. Stricken F, the employer's state of contributions to the public employee retirement system and to Social Security. 5. The state's share of the transportation support program shall be stricken 85.50% of reimbursable transportation costs of the district incurred by the immediate preceding of state fiscal year, except for the cost of the State Department of Education training and fee assessments and bus depreciation and maintenance for which the state shall be 85% of such costs. For school districts and contract for pupil transportation services, the state shall be the average state share of costs for district-run operations based on the statewide total of such costs, provided, however, that the reimbursable cost for any school district shall not exceed 103% of the statewide average reimbursable cost per mile or the state average reimbursable cost per student rider, whichever is more advantageous to the school district. Unless the school district has a population density of more than 20 enrolled students per square mile, in which case the cost per student rider shall be used. If the school district's costs exceed 103% limit when computed by more advantageous of the two methods, if applicable, the school district shall be reimbursed the appropriate percentage designated by this subsection multiplied the maximum number limit of whichever method is more favorable to the school district. If applicable, for school districts with population density of more than 20 enrolled students per square mile and public charter schools physically located within such districts, such calculation shall be based on 103% of the statewide reimbursable cost per student rider. A school district may appeal the application of 103% limit on reimbursable costs to the State Board of Education, which may establish for that district a new percentile limit for reimbursable costs compared to the statewide average, which is higher than 103%. In doing so, the State Board of Education may set a new limit that is greater than 103%, but is less than the percentile limit requested by the school district. However, the percentage increase in the 103% cap shall not exceed the percentage of the district's bus runs that qualify as a hardship bus run, pursuant to this subsection. Any costs above the new level established by the State Board of Education shall not be reimbursed. Such a change shall only be granted by the State Board of Education for hardship bus runs. To qualify as a hardship bus run, such bus run shall meet at least two of the following criteria. A, the number of student riders per mile and less than 50% of the statewide average number of student rides per mile. B, less than the majority of miles of the bus run are by paved surface, concrete, or asphalt road. Over 10% of the miles driven on the bus run are 5% slope or greater. The Legislative Audit Section of the Legislative Services Office shall review cap increases granted by the State Board of Education pursuant to this section and shall include findings in the Board's regular audit report for any instances in which such increases fail to meet the standards for, set forth in this subsection. Striking 6. 7. Beginning in July 1st, 2005, any eligible home-based public virtual school may claim transportation reimbursement.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Maybe we dispense with further reading of the bill under Rule 29. If that calls for a vote to the body, it asks for a vote of the body to dispense with further reading of the bill.
The Speaker would rule that the bill does have to be read for the full. If someone objects, that the bill does have to be read in its entirety, section by section, according to the State of Idaho Constitution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Beginning on July 1st, 2009, any eligible home-based public virtual school may claim transportation reimbursements for the prior fiscal year's cost of providing educational services. In order to be eligible, such a school shall have at least one average daily attendance divisor pursuant to Section 33-1002 Idaho Code that is greater than the median divisor shown in, for any category of pupils among the actual divisors listed. For the purposes of paragraph A, B, and C, this subsection 6, education provider, means a home-based public, the home-based public virtual school or any entity that has legally contracted with a home-based public virtual school to supply education services. Reimbursable costs shall be limited to the cost of A, providing an internet connection service between the student and the education provider, not including the cost of telephone service. B, providing electronic and computer equipment used by the student to transmit educational material between the student and the educational provider. C, providing a toll-free telephone service for students to communicate with the education provider. D, providing education-related face-to-face visits by representatives of the home-based public virtual school with such reimbursements limited to the mileage costs set for state employee travel by the State Board of Examiners, and E, any actual pupil transportation costs that would be reimbursable if claimed by a school district. The total reimbursement for such home-based public virtual school shall be exempt from the statewide average cost per mile limitations of this section. The state's share of reimbursable costs shall be 85%, subject to the statewide cost per student rider provisions of this section. For the purposes of such home-based public virtual school, the number of student riders shall be the same as the number of pupils in the average daily attendance. Adding 7, the State Department of Education shall calculate the amount of state funds lost in fiscal year 2010 by each school district as a result of the decrease in the state reimbursement from 85% to 50% of certain eligible costs, including the reduction calculated for districts that can contract for pupil transportation services and excluding any reductions made due to the limitation on reimbursable expenses, all pursuant to subsection 5 of this section. The amount so calculated shall be distributed to each school district in fiscal year 2010. For each fiscal year thereafter, the amount distributed pursuant to this subsection 7 for each school district shall be determined as follows. A, divide the amount distributed to the district pursuant to this subsection 7 in fiscal year 2010 by the district support units for fiscal year 2010. B, multiply the result of the calculation found in subsection 7A of this section by the number of support units in the current fiscal year. C, determine the percentage change in statewide transportation reimbursements as provided for in subsection 7 of the section since fiscal year 2010. Determine the percentage change in statewide student enrollment since fiscal year 2010. E, subtract the result of the calculation found in subsection 7D of the section from the
Mr.
result
Speaker.
Of the calculation found. F, adjust the result of the calculation found in subsection 7B of the section by the percentage result from subsection 7E of this section. For school district divided after fiscal year 2010, the calculation in subsection 7A of the section shall still be based on fiscal year 2010. Figures for the formerly consolidated district for public charter schools beginning operations on or after July 1st, 2009, all calculations in subsection 7 that are based on fiscal year 2010 shall instead be based on public charter schools' first fiscal year of operations. For the purposes of this subsection, the public charter schools' first fiscal year of operations. 7, the support units used shall be the number used for calculating salary-based apportionment. Funds distributed pursuant to the subsection 7 shall be used to defray the cost of public transportation if the amount distributed in the excess of a school district's actual pupil transportation, if the amount distributed in excess of a school district's actual pupil transportation costs, less any state reimbursement provided by the subsection 5 of this section, the excess fuels may be used in the school district's discretion. Section 2, the section 335208 Idaho Code B and the same be hereby amended to read as follows. 335208, public charter school financial support, except as provided in subsection 8 of the section, from the state's educational support board, the State Department of Education shall make the following apportionment to each public charter school for each fiscal year based on attendance figures submitted in the manner and time as required by the Department of Education. One, per student support. Computation of the support units for each public charter school shall be calculated as if it were a separate school according to the schedule of section 12. The minimum unit shall not support the units until received in the prior year by more than 30. Funding from the state educational support portion program shall be equal to the total distribution factor plus the salary-based apportionment provided in Chapter 10, Title 33, Section 33, 1002 Idaho Code, that no lower than the divisors of the school district in which a traditional public school system is located for each category of the pupils listed. Two, special education. For each student enrolled in the public charter school who is entitled to special education services of state and federal funds from the exceptional child education program for that student that would have been apportioned for that student in the school district to which the public charter school is located. Three, alternative school support. Four, transportation support. Support shall be paid to public charter school as provided in Chapter 15, Title 33, Idaho Code, and Section 33-1006, Idaho Code. Each public charter school shall furnish the department with an enrollment count as the first Friday in November. Public charter school students who are eligible for reimbursement of transportation costs under the provisions of the subsection and who reside more than one-half mile from the school. For charter schools in the initial year of operation, the petition shall include a proposal for transportation services and an estimated first-year cost. Authorized to include the annual appropriation of the charter school, 86% estimated transportation costs. Reimbursements of actual costs pursuant to Section 33-1006 Idaho Code, the student to be transported must reside within the public charter school's attendance zone and must meet at least one of the following two criteria. A, the student resides in the school district in which the public charter school is physically located, or B, the student resides within 15 miles of the public charter school by road. The limitations placed by this subsection in the reimbursement transportation costs for certain students shall not apply to public virtual schools. Five, payment schedule. The State Department of Education is authorized to make advance payment of 25% of public charter schools' estimated annual apportionment for its first year of operation. Increase the student population in a given year of 20 students or more to assist the school with initial startup costs or payroll obligations. A, for the State Public Charter School to receive the advance payment, the school shall submit an anticipated fall membership for each grade level to the State Department of Education by June 1st. B, using figures provided by the charter school, the State Department of Education shall determine an estimated annual apportionment. Advance payment shall be made to the school on or after July 1st, but no later than July 31st. C, all subsequent payments, taking into account one-third advance payment made for the first year operation, shall be made to the public charter school in the same manner as other traditional public schools in accordance with provision 33-1009 Idaho Code. A public charter school shall comply with the applicable fiscal requirements, section 33-1003B Idaho Code relating to guaranteed minimum support, the portion of section 33-1004 Idaho Code relating to reduction of administrative and instructional staff allowance when there is a discrepancy between the number allowed and the number actually employed, and section 33-1004E Idaho Code for the calculation of district staff indices. Six, nothing in this chapter shall be construed to prohibit any private person or organization from providing funding or other financial assistance to the establishment or operation of the public charter school. Seven, nothing in this chapter shall prevent public charter school from applying for federal grant monies. Eight, A, for the period of July 1st, 2003 through June 30th, 2005, all public virtual schools shall be assigned divisors pursuant to section 33-1002 Idaho Code. Two medium divisors shall be used for the period July 1st, 2005 through June 30th, 2007. All public virtual schools shall be assigned divisors pursuant to section 33-1002 Idaho Code that are no higher than the second highest divisor shown among possible divisors listed. The divisor provisions contained herein shall be only applicable to the number of pupils and average daily attendance in such public virtual schools for the period July 1st, 2003 through June 30th, 2004, the period July 1st, 2004 through June 30th, 2005, to a number above which existed in the prior fiscal year. Then those additional pupils in average daily attendance shall be assigned the divisor. B, each student in attendance at public virtual school shall be funded based upon either actual hours of attendance in the public virtual school on a flexible schedule or the percentage of coursework completed, whichever is more advantageous to the school, up to the maximum of one full-time equivalent student. All federal education funds shall be administered and distributed to public charter schools, including public virtual schools that have been designed by the State Board of Education as a local educational agency, LEA, and provided section 335207 Idaho Code. Nine, nothing in this section prohibits separate face-to-face learning activities or services.